unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. Also sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal authorities say they've stopped what could have been a violent attack on churches in Idaho. An 18-year-old named Alexander Mercurio under arrest. The FBI says he planned to use explosives, machetes, and firearms to carry out the attack, which is said to have been inspired by last month's ISIS targeting of a concert hall in Russia.
It's fairly common for copycat crime to occur, where would-be suspects see an attack, note that it's successful, and then they start thinking that they can pull off something maybe just as successful.
Former FBI Special Agent Brad Garrett, now an ABC News contributor. A judge in New York denying Donald Trump's last-minute attempt at getting his hush money case thrown out or moved out of Manhattan. Hamas said to be considering the latest ceasefire on the table at a peace talk in Cairo, Egypt. And UConn with a big win over Purdue last night to take its second NCAA men's basketball title in a row. This is ABC News. A woman in Arizona pleading guilty after prosecutors say she tried to poison her husband by putting bleach in his coffee. Melody Johnson was caught on a hidden camera. She will be sentenced next month. Prosecutors are asking for 2 years behind bars. New allegations against a railroad owned in part by one of the richest people on the planet.
BNSF Railway, owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, is accused of allegedly exposing thousands of people to toxic asbestos dust. The railroad hauled vermiculite from a nearby mine through Libby, Montana over decades. How much BNSF knew about the health hazard is at the heart of the wrongful death lawsuit trial that started Monday. Attorneys for the railroad say it was told repeatedly that the product was safe. Libby was one of the deadliest EPA Superfund sites, now cleaned up. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And lottery officials in Oregon say the winner of the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot has now come forward, but so far, no name has been released. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely. An update on sports today is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. First of all, in high school baseball yesterday, it was Dodgeville over Riverdale, 15-5. Wazika Steuben got the win against DeSoto, 12-0. And it was Weston over Kickapoo, 16-2. Also, Ithaca a winner against North Crawford, 6-3. Prairie du Chien, 10-5 over East Dubuque as well. In softball action, Wazika Steuben, 12-0 over DeSoto. Cuba City beat Iowa Grant, 8-4. Cashton, 2-0 over Hillsboro. Brookwood, 14-3 over Nisida. Boscobel 5, Darlington nothing, Mineral Point 9-3 over Southwestern. Ellie De La Cruz with two home runs last night, including a 450-foot solo drive and a sinking liner that turned into his first career inside the park home run. The Reds held off the Brewers in a wild one last night, 10-8. The Brewers are down 8-0. Nearly rallying for an improbable win, Milwaukee's Bryce Tarang homered and drove in four runs. Also in the National League, Philadelphia 5-3 over St. Louis. The Mets 8, Atlanta 7. Colorado 7-5 over Arizona. Washington 8, San Francisco 1. San Diego 9, and the Cubs 8. In the American League, Cleveland 4, the White Sox nothing. Toronto 5-2 over Seattle. Houston 10, Texas 5. The Angels 7, and Tampa Bay 1. In interleague play, the Yankees 7-0 over Miami. Pittsburgh 7, Detroit 4, the Dodgers 4-2 over Minnesota. UConn delivered its latest suffocating defense as they smothered Purdue 75-60 in the national title game last night for college men's basketball. From the NHL, Toronto 3-2 over Pittsburgh in overtime, and Vancouver a winner against Vegas by a final of 4-3.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is encouraging you to check in on your drinking. Consuming excessive alcohol can lead to severe health problems, including stroke, cancer, and heart disease. It can also lead to depression, less restful sleep, and cause problems at home, work, and with friends and family. Treatment can help. Call 211 for support from the Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today and a high of 60 with west winds around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 39. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 69. Thursday, 57 with breezy conditions, showers likely. Friday, 55 with breezy conditions, and Saturday, 67 with a slight chance of a shower at night. West winds are at 5 miles per hour, following a low today of 44. It is 45 degrees.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire.
Dylan Marlowe and also Dylan Scott, a little tune called The Boys Back Home. 9 minutes after 6 o'clock on a 44-degree Tuesday morning. Hopefully you got through the eclipse and you got a chance to witness it. I guess, I don't know that I wasn't really expecting much because I didn't think we were even going to see it. Now, some folks sent me some pictures that were kind of cool. I didn't have the proper instruments or glasses or anything or camera or whatever. But I looked out and I said, oh, it looks like it's going to rain. That's about all I got out of it, you know. But maybe I wasn't with the right people explaining what was going on, you know. Oh, well. I have to wait another 20 years to be wowed. Here are the Oak Ridge Boys.
Ooh. It's the way you kiss me. walking down the street. It's the words you whisper when we're drifting off to sleep.
A certain way you touch me,
the way you say hello.
Baby, it's the little things that make me love you so.
The way you pour your coffee in the early morning light. The way you call my name out in the middle of the night.
How you sit for hours
singing with the radio.
Baby, it's the little things that make me love you so. It's not the memory or all that we've been through. It's not the distant dream that keeps me coming back to you. Not the promises that keep me warm at night.
And when we're old and gray now, and the kids have gone away, we're alone together, I may turn to you and say,
there's something I forgot to tell you.
And by now I think you'll know.
Baby, it's the little things that make me love you so. Love you so. Baby, it's the little things that make me love you so.
Whoa, whoa.
Baby, it's the little things that make me love you so.
Whoa,
whoa,
whoa.
Baby, it's the little things that make me love you so. Baby, it's the little things that make me love you so.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Walking in the park, kissing in the dark. Little things, baby, makes me feel alright now.
Baby, it's the little things that make me love you.
Baby, it's the little things that make me love you.
Baby, it's the little things that make me love you so.
Minutes after 6 o'clock here at WRCO Studios. Good to have you along here listening to the radio. News, weather, and sports coming up today at 6:30. Here's Kenny Rogers.
There is one thing there.
Kenny, Kenny Rogers on WRCO. Coffee with the Chamber will be held this morning from 7 until 8. Coffee with the Chamber will be held at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. The guest this month will be Jeff Falk with Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. You can stop in for coffee and hear the latest about Chet's and have a little chat today. Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new white hazelnut bark coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The Richland Concert Association invites you to another outstanding concert this Sunday, April 14th with the Cavatina Duo at 2 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Cavatina Duo with guitar and flute has become one of the most impressive combinations of its kind in the world. Critics rave about the style and the technical expertise of the Cavatina Duo. Don't miss the Cavatina Duo this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center. Tickets will be available at the door. This event is hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
You've invested a lot into your home. Whether it's old or new, a hidden electrical hazard could silently develop into a fire and destroy what's most important to you. Smoke detectors alert you once a fire has already started. Imagine if you could prevent these dreadful fires before they start. Now you can with Ting, the next generation in fire safety. Ting is an easy-to-install smart sensor with a connected app that keeps you in the know 24/7. And the best part, it's free with State Farm. Call, text, or email us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. The 2023 model year-end clearance is happening right now while supplies last. Save up to $16,000 on select models. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Nitro, Ranger, Triton, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, along with Sea-Doo Watercraft and Ascend Kayaks. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or vitesnik.com.
6:20 the time, and this week with some nicer weather, maybe I'll be motivated to get out and do a little yard work. I've been kind of putting that off a little bit. Things are starting to dry off a little bit in the backyard, and it won't be long. I'll be out there complaining about mowing, dropping in the molehills and hitting things that squirt drug in and things like that. But, that first time you got to kind of level it off a little bit. It's starting to come in pretty green, but it's an uneven yard, so we'll be looking at that here in the coming days and coming weeks. We look at some temperatures that are fairly mild. A year ago, it was 70 on this date, so not uncommon for this time of year. Some great tunes coming your way here as we head toward our news update at 6:30 today. This is the Zach Brown Band.
Most nights I try to pack, got you climbing on my back, saying, Daddy, when am I gonna see you again? You know I gotta go out on the road and get on with the show. So most nights your mama's gonna tuck you in. When you're missing me, look at the stars up there. I'll be wishing on the same ones, sing this father's prayer. I hope you see the seven wonders. I hope you sail the seven seas. I hope you let the whole world in your heart, but you still got room for me. I hope you find a guy that treats you right. On your wedding night, I'll raise a toast. Hope he understands. I'll always be the man that loves you the most. Summer's gone and school is back. It's my turn to help you pack. I'll keep your room exactly how it is. I know you gotta go out on your own. So proud of you, you know. You're the best thing that this old man ever did. When I'm missing you and all the stars come out, I sing this prayer when the quiet gets too loud. I hope you see the seven wonders. I hope you sail the seven seas. I hope you let the whole world in your heart, but you still got room for me. I hope you find a guy that treats you right. On your wedding night, I'll raise a toast. Hope he understands. I'll always be the man who loves you the most. Trust your gut, hold your own, but a life without it too. The wrongs and love yourself, that's the hardest thing to do. If your back's against the wall, baby, come on home. I'm always here for you. And when you've seen the seven wonders, when you sail the seven seas, when you change the whole world with your heart, I hope you. Final song. Hope you celebrate and raise a toast. If you cry, they'll understand. For the man who loved you the most.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Well, a day it ends when the sun comes up, starts when the sun goes down.
out on the back roads and on the back streets of every farm and factory town. There in the world of weekly wage, there's always a place out there, and the names and the faces are the same everywhere. Well, the room is full, it's a Friday night, we all want to hear Louie Louie. Been a long, hard day and a long, hard life, and this is how we make it through it. It's a blue-collar place, a red-blooded crowd. Sign on a rain-soaked street that lights up just about dark. A welcome beacon on life's highway when you're weary and when you lost heart. Never say it's loneliness, it's only the drinks and the band. But something brings us back here again and again.
Sammy Kershaw, who had to cancel a couple of recent dates because of laryngitis. Hopefully Sammy's drinking his sweet tea and getting back and getting ready. It currently is 44 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. An update on the news is next.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday at 11:30. This week's auction includes a herd from Joe Zinzer of Racine County. 25 head of Holstein dairy cows is coming for this auction. AI sired and bred. on DHIA test, averaging 75 to 80 pounds daily in the tank. Two purebred Jerseys are also included, plus fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday starting at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News at 6:30 is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today, a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 60. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and a low of 39. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer and a high near 70. In Richland Center, it's 44 degrees.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court & Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Two Dodgeville teens who were reported missing last week were found safe in Iowa, police said yesterday. Holly Gerton, 16, and Jonathan Lindahl, 17, reported to have left Dodgeville on April 1st. They were seen at the Belmont Travel Center later that day, and police said there was a potential sighting of them in Delavan on April 4th. On Monday, Dodgeville police said both teens were located safe in Iowa. Police did not say where in Iowa they were found. President Joe Biden has a new plan to reduce student loan debt. During remarks yesterday at Madison College, Biden said it will target those in most need of relief. Biden said that the ability for working middle-class people to repay their student loans has become so burdensome that many can't repay even decades after being in school. A previous plan to send $20,000 to all student loan borrowers was rejected by the conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court. The White House is hoping the new smaller-scale plan will be enacted. Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a bill that would have allowed younger teens to work without permits. The Republican-authored measure would have eliminated a requirement for 14 and 15-year-olds to obtain work permits. In Madison on Monday, Evers told the Wisconsin State Council of Machinists that it would have rolled back child labor protections, removed parental notifications, and undermined child labor law enforcement. He said it wasn't a serious proposal to address Wisconsin's workforce challenges, as Republicans had maintained. This is the 189th bill the Democratic governor has vetoed. That's 22 more than any other governor in state history. The Wisconsin DNR wants you to be bear aware. It's that time of year again when bears are emerging, and the Department of Natural Resources has recommendations to avoid attracting them to your home. Remove bird feeders even during daytime hours. Reduce smells from trash and recycling containers. Limit the amount of times pets and pet food are left outside unattended. Be conscious of attractants in spaces like grills and picnic tables, and of course, avoid feeding or interacting with black bears. There's more information, including what to do if you encounter a bear, at the DNR Bear Management page. The Richland School Board Administrator Steve Board reported the official referendum results at last night's Richland School Board meeting. Question 2, involving capital improvements at a cost of $27 million, passed by a slimmer margin than reported on election night following the canvassing on Thursday. Question 2 passed by 8 votes, 1,156 to 1,148. Question 1, allowing the district to exceed the levy limit over the next 4 years for a total of $9.8 million, passed 1,223 to 1,076, a difference of 147 votes. Board stated that the district will soon begin moving forward with the improvements in a transparent bidding process. He added that this is the largest expense in building projects the district has moved forward with, as the high school, when it was built, was $15 million. It was also reported that the next steps in the capital referendum timeline generally include hiring contractors and architects, writing specifications, and creating bids for projects. These processes will likely run into the fall and winter of 2024. The most significant opportunity to begin referendum construction projects will be in the spring and summer of 2025. If the school year started and ended earlier than usual, it would naturally allow more days for contractors to work. Wisconsin state statutes prohibit school calendars from beginning prior to September 1st. There is a waiver process through the Department of Public Instruction. One of the potential reasons for a waiver to begin school before September 1st is for construction in school buildings. The consensus among board members was that it was too late in the year for any changes to next year's calendar. Joanna Ford, 31, of Mineral Point, was sentenced last week in Iowa County Court for the death of a four-month-old child in her care. Wyatt Hamlin suffered a severe traumatic brain injury while in her care. Ford was sentenced to 10 years in prison with 10 years of extended supervision on a charge of neglecting a child causing death. She was also sentenced to 1 year of prison time and 2 years of extended supervision for each of the four child neglect charges against her to be served consecutively, with the time being served for homicide. Joanna Ford was also sentenced to 1 year jail time to be served in the Wisconsin prison system on a retail theft charge. She was also ordered to pay $281 in restitution to Walmart. She will be credited for 55 days served. The sale of unsafe lighters is now banned in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers visited the Pittsville Elementary School last week to sign Assembly Bill 917. It prohibits the sale of counterfeit and unsafe lighters. This will help combat the dangerous rise in knockoff lighters that fail testing standards. Pittsville Fire Chief Jerry Miner has been working to see this bill put into action for the past 16 years. After a fire tragedy in 2008, Chief Miner, students from Pittsville Elementary, and several first responder organizations advocated to state lawmakers to ban the sale of certain lighters. Governor Evers said this bipartisan legislation will help keep unsafe lighters off the shelves to help keep our kids safe across Wisconsin while improving and promoting fire safety, reducing fire play, and helping prevent fires from starting in the first place.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690, 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
Right now, 43 degrees and partly cloudy conditions. We're heading toward a high of 60 with a mix of clouds and sun today and a west wind around 10. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 39. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high near 70. Wednesday night, clouds thicken, a low of 45, and some showers possible on Thursday with a high of 57. The right now wind is around 5 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.85, up slightly today. After an earlier reading today, which was about 48 degrees at midnight, we are down from that to the current mark, the overnight low. It is 43 degrees.
Don't let your logic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Sp- Sports Time today is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A recap of yesterday's high school games. There were a number of them in the area. A look ahead at today's schedule. A loss by the Brewers and a wild one last night in Cincinnati, opening up the four-game series as well.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Yesterday in high school baseball, the Ithaca baseball team won 6-3 over visiting North Crawford. It was the first game of the year for the Bulldogs, who were called off because of wet grounds three times last week. North Crawford got the early 1-0 lead and tied it at 2 in the fourth. Ithaca winning pitcher sophomore Devin Iam worked 6 innings, yielding 6 hits, striking out 6 and walking 3. Senior Micah Salisbury pitched the final inning, striking out 2 to help preserve the win. Cody Burns had 3 RBIs for the Bulldogs. His 2-run home run in the fourth broke the tie and gave Ithaca enough to win. Wyatt Hilby had 2 hits and scored a run. Micah Salisbury doubled in a run and scored. Miles Candler pitched 5 innings for North Crawford and gave up 7 hits, walked 6 and struck out 4. Landon Blaha walked 1, struck out 1, and did not allow a hit in 1 inning of work. Blaha hit a solo home run in the 6th. Sawyer Stoluko was 2-for-3 with an RBI for North Crawford. Elsewhere yesterday, Wazika Steuben with a shutout win over the DeSoto Pirates, 12-0. It was a win for Weston, 16-2 over Kickapoo in 5 innings. Isaac Jennings got the win on the hill, going all 5 innings, allowing 2 runs on 6 hits, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts. Leaders at the plate, Hunter Coy, 2-for-2 with 4 RBIs. Corbin Gross, 2-for-2 with 4 RBIs. Garrett Granger, 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. And Garrett Jennings was 2-for-4 as well, leading Weston. It was a win for Dodgeville over Riverdale yesterday in a non-conference game in Muscadet, 15-5. Logan Cagill led the Chieftains, going 2-for-3 with 2 RBI, while Carson Kenyon drove in a pair of runs. Prairie du Chien, 10-5 over East Dubuque. It was a win for Mauston over GET, 7-3. Lancaster, 3-0 over Potosi-Cassville. Iowa Grant, 9-2 over Schulzburg-Benton. Belmont, 16-2 over Southwestern. And it was a win for Portage over Richland Center, 10-4 on the Diamonds yesterday. Softball action. Wazika Steuben, 12-0 over DeSoto. Cuba City, 8. Iowa Grant, 4. Cashton, 2-0 over Hillsboro. Brookwood, 14. Nacita, 3. Boscobel, 5-0 over Darlington. Bangor, 6. New Lisbon, 1. Mineral Point, 9-3 over Southwestern. In baseball today, we'll have coverage from Richland Center High School as the Hornets will play host to Weston. That is a 5 o'clock start time today on FM 100.9. And also, Ithaca travels to Potosi-Cassville. Riverdale is at Boscobel and Cuba City at Darlington. Fenimore at Southwestern. Mineral Point at Iowa Grant. Also today in softball, Lafarge at Cashton. Plantville at Prairie du Chien. Lancaster at Richland Center. Dodgeville visits River Valley. Riverdale at Seneca. Brookwood at Wazika Steuben and Wisconsin Dells at Westfield. The Tuesday Men's Golf League will have a preseason meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at Quail Run. The meeting is open to golfers in the area that want to play in the league, both new members and past members. Trailing 8-0 after 4 innings, the Brewers closed within a run at 9-8, but wound up losing the first game of a 4-game series at Cincinnati last night. Aaron Ashby was the losing pitcher in the 10-8 contest between National League Central Division teams. As Milwaukee tried to rally from way behind, it got home runs from Christian Yelich and Bryce Tarang. Ashby gave up 8 runs in 3 2/3 innings, with 4 of them earned. Sloppy defense last night, says manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we really have played incredible defense up until this point. We didn't have a good night there, but you know, again, that's going to happen, and we put ourselves in position to come back. It just wasn't enough. Had some great at-bats, had the right attitude, and you know, there's a million things we could have done better.
San Diego beat the Cubs by a score of 9-8 last night. Philadelphia over the Cardinals, 5-3. Minnesota lost to the Dodgers, 4-2, and Cleveland topped the White Sox, 4-0. Both the Celtics and the Bucks could be missing at least one starter when they visit together today at the Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo is dealing with a hamstring issue, and Milwaukee wants to make sure he is ready for the playoffs. There are just four games left in the regular season as the teams wind down the year. Also, in sport news, UConn deliver the latest of its suffocating basketball beatdowns, smothering Purdue for a 75-60 victory to become the first team since 2007 to capture back-to-back national championships. Tristan Newton scored 20 points for the Huskies, who won their 12th straight March Madness game. That's an update on sports for a Tuesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Which group do you belong to? The 20%? Or the 80%. 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know, whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no obligation, free 1 week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCO.
It's easy to see she's the perfect girl. She's got every single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. In my prayer, until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally, 'cause she got it all.
Call. She got it all. Everybody's asking what the hell happened, wondering why it all went wrong. Mama always said, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. And I've got my side of the story, and he's got his side too. So I ain't gonna go and tell you what he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me right, put me first, be a man of his word. Stay home 'cause he wanted to. Always fight for my love, hold on tight like it's something that he couldn't stand to lose. The devil's in the details, I won't tell the hell that he put me through. All I know is in the end it wasn't what he did, no, it was what he didn't. Taking time to turn around, so I'ma take the high road, even though we both know I could run him out of this town. That's just dirty laundry, I don't need to wear the truth. So I ain't gonna tell you everything he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me right, put me first, be a man of his word. Stay home 'cause he wanted to.
Carly Pearce on the radio, What He Didn't Do, here on FM 100.9. It is now 7 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're getting some nice sunshine and 43 degrees right now in Richland Center. Certainly lots of interest in the NCAA women's title game and all the way through the tournament, especially the games that Iowa was involved in. But early figures from the title game on Sunday make it the most watched hoops game in 5 years. South Carolina's victory drew a preliminary audience average of 18.7 million on ABC and ESPN. So that's pretty interesting. The only bigger TV audience since 2019 have been football, the World Cup, and the Olympics as well. Yeah, had a chance to catch some of that, and Friday night's game as well. And I'm kind of the obviously old-fashioned because I'm getting older, but I don't necessarily like the three or four commentators they have on ESPN, just the, you know, kind of the overview, kind of like the Peyton and Eli Manning concept of just kind of commenting while it's going on. I don't mind them, but I kind of felt that was a little bit distracting watching the game, so I went back to the traditional broadcast of that. But it seemed like the women's tournament got a lot more just people on the street talking about it than the men's tournament did this year. And maybe that's a trend that will keep on going. I don't know. Certainly, Caitlin Clark certainly helped that this year and all of the excitement that she produced. Someone suggested she should go to the Bucks. Yeah. But like, she'd make more money than she would in the WNBA if she did that. That's for sure. Just because, sadly, they're not paid nearly the amount that the men are in the NBA.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry. Don't miss that. Yeah, that's coming up at the end of this month. And some deadlines to get in the advertising for the Ithaca Lions coming up. In fact, it really works. I sold something there last year. I don't have anything to sell this year, but June does. June's got some ideas of some of my things to sell, so I don't know. I have to keep an eye on that.
To kill your middle finger rearview mirror, supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro. All night, country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance. I holler at the ladies dancing like crazy. New Luke Casey's fresh up out the deer stand. Feeling this high wasn't part of my plan. Wasn't even gonna try, but I got a beer in my hand. The band's playing David Lee Murphy. Party crowd is party 30. Mercy, I'm feeling good. And I'm betting you're betting that I'm a wrecking you reckon. I call you up any second and I would. But I got a beer in my hand and I got it raised up high. I ain't got it given my damn right. I can do this all night. Country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance. I holler at the ladies dancing like crazy. New Luke Casey's fresh up out the deer stand. Feeling this high wasn't part of my plan. Wasn't even gonna try.